Tim Morrison took over the Clarion Goldfield Dallas program in the fall of 2019 after 10 seasons as offensive line coach at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. In his two seasons, his Cowboys have only amassed 2 wins, but the foundation of the program is becoming clearer as the Cowboys enter year 3 with Morrison. The 2021 season will see some younger players needing to step up for Clarion Goldfield Dallas as some key pieces departed from 2020 in quarterback Shane Conlin, running back Trenton Jurgensen, receiver Mateo Martinez, and defensive leaders Bryce Allen, Reed Abbas, and Kane Nelson all gone. However, key returners such as juniors Nevin Foss and Cody Olson will play a larger role in an offense that is searching for a new quarterback. Clarion Goldfield Dallas moves back up to Class 2A for 2021 and will compete in District 2. District foes will include Estherville, Lincoln Central, Pocahontas Area, Southeast Valley, Spirit Lake, and defending Class 1A champion OABCIG. The Cowboys kick off the regular season against Eagle Grove on Friday, August 27th at 7 p.m. in Eagle Grove. The Clarion Goldfield Dallas volleyball team has been the class of the North Central Conference for the past 5 seasons and perhaps among the best 3A programs in all of Iowa. Last season marked the Cowgirls' 3rd consecutive state tournament appearance that included a quarterfinal win against the Red Oak Tigers before bowing out to the Mount Vernon Mustangs in the semifinals. Head coach Katrina Terhark enters her 9th season at the helm in Clarion and has established a strong winning tradition in her time with the Cowgirls, holding a career win-loss record of 195-82 with a win percentage of 70.3%. Terhark loses 6 of 8 starters from last year's semifinal team, including star hitter and current member of the North Dakota State Bison volleyball team, Morgan Middleton. However, great programs are able to reload every year, and the Cowgirls have the base to do so as they return junior Lexi Lane and senior Summer Traub, and will be playing juniors and seniors such as Delia Swanson, Brooke Askelson, and Nikki Kapka, who will look to produce a winning formula for the Cowgirls. The Cowgirls will open their season on Thursday, September 2nd, with a road trip to Webster City to take on the Lynx in North Central Conference action. The Clarion Goldfield Dallas boys cross country team saw a 2020 season that was chock full of ups and downs. The Cowboys took last in the North Central Conference meet in Clear Lake last fall, but senior runner Isaiah Nebby was able to work his way into the Class 2A state meet in Fort Dodge and wound up placing 74th out of 139 runners. However, Cowboys coach Daniel Murray will start his 2021 campaign searching for replacements after graduating his top 2 runners in Isaiah Nebby and Caden Langfitt. Senior Nick Carpenter and juniors Jacob Ingbritson and Luke Brownell appear to be best equipped to raise the level of competition for the Cowboys in 2021, as well as possible varsity newcomers in junior Alex Greving and senior Thomas Claver. The Clarion Goldfield Dallas girls cross country team also saw a 2020 season that was full of ups and downs. Raven Canetz was the bell cow for the Cowgirls in 2020, but fell just short of a state meet berth in the Cowgirls state qualifying meet. Daniel Murray will also face the task on the girls' side of having to replace his top runner as well, but does return a pair of juniors who ran varsity a season ago in Michaela Pulido and Lauren Hanch. The first action for the Clarion Goldfield Dallas cross-country team will be on Thursday, August 26th, as they travel to Gowrie to run in the Southeast Valley Invitational. The Clarion Goldfield Dallas Activities Department is putting on a Meet the Team night on Thursday, August 19th that will coincide with freshman orientation. From 5:30 to 6:10, you can watch the volleyball team scrimmage at the high school gym. From 6:10 to 6:30, you will have a chance to meet the volleyball, cross-country, football cheerleaders, and the dance teams. Freshman orientation will occur from 6:30 to 7:30, and then the community will have a chance to meet the football team at 7:30 p.m. The Clarion Goldfield Dallas Booster Club will be serving a pulled pork meal in the high school cafeteria from 5:30 to 7:30, and it will cost $5 per plate. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.